Hello, Ian.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Good. I'm glad you're here with us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here with us. It's been a little while since I got to be on this end, and I'm excited about it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, we're grateful for you to hold down the prayer for us while our beloved friends and family are in Teotihuacan on their power journey. So really looking forward to this prayer this evening.
Yes, and we'll definitely be tuning in with them and praying for them as I'm sure they're praying for all of us.
Beautiful. I agree. I'll let you take it from here.
All right. So if you haven't already, and it's available to you, can close your eyes. And bringing our attention back from anything that it may be dwelling on. It's in the past or the future or maybe somewhere else. And just feeling your body, your own personal field that is just within your own arm's reach, your feet, your legs, your hips, your abdomen, your ribs, your arms, your neck, your face, and your head. Naturally, you may find that your breath starts to move slower. And observe where it is, where it's not. And now we're gonna direct it. This sacred flow of life that is all around us and within us. And I like to begin by giving it a flavor, smiling eyes. Take deep, beautiful breaths through kind and smiling eyes. Take this beloved breath from the top of the lungs. Middle of the lungs, bottom of the lungs. Drop the diaphragm down. Have breath, have you. Drop the breath all the way down into the hips, into the sacrum. Begin breathing as if your sacrum were your lung. Filling up that sacred sacrum of yours with these smiling, flavored breaths, and allow the breath to reach the base of your spine. Feel how the spine extends down to ground us. Up to illuminate us and connect us with the highest parts of ourselves and the higher beings that we work with and beyond. And as the breath is filling the spine, the abdomen is relaxed and happy, and you may find this beautiful Mona Lisa-like smile emerging across your face. And like that, we have these two powerful factors flavoring the quality of our breath. The quality of our breath is the quality of our life, and the quality of our life is the quality of our breath. So choose three qualities that you'd like to be the qualities of your life and make those the qualities of your breath right now. peaceful, surrendered, open, joyful, illuminated, steady, happy. Whatever you can think of. And allow this sense of the divine and being held by the divine to be a part of your breath. There's all these millions of forms of the mother and the father, and they all just point at the infinitude of the divine that is all around us, reflecting back to us the truth of our own being. So let our breath be a communion with that being that is right inside of ourselves. And with every breath, fill your heart with this sacred communion and remembrance of the truth of who we truly are, children of the divine, channels and conduits for the deity, the mother, the queen of creation. And let us remember to always give thanks to that true source of life. That when we are connected to it, we know we can never fail. That there is no worry to be had. And that there is no true sickness. And that when we are not, we are destabilized. Fickle, small, and perhaps fearful. So let us now, with this awakened embodiment within our own sacred vessel, use the power of our collective intention to influence ourselves and the world, for we know that we are all one and there is no other. And we all know that the world is in great need of togetherness and collectiveness. So together, we sponsor this prayer of healing that the angels of this creation can come together on behalf of humanity and the earth and this whole universe that we perceive with our limited senses to burn away, at least somewhat gently, the dross of the demons of divisiveness that so cleverly place themselves on the frontiers, while really the outskirts of awareness that make us seem as though they are us, so that we can be rid and see clearly of these poisons that occupy our minds and our behaviors that keep us disconnected from each other and the world, keep us malnourished as they split our centralized current of life. And may this be true on an individual level, but also a nationwide level. That leaders of either nations or families can let go of this tiny, scared, fractured persona that has many names and recede victoriously into the center of our being, being completely receptive to the divine goddess that inhabits each one of us, and allow her and that force of life and beauty and grace to command all of our actions, all of our thoughts. Toward a more harmonized way of being. And let us recognize that it does not need to be grandiose. In fact, it is the little, tiny, everyday things that move us toward the grand vision that we all have. And let us find the courage and the strength and the steadfastness to say no. We all know it's not a singular no. Sometimes it is many, many hundreds of times throughout a day, millions of times throughout a lifetime, no to the things that we know sap our life force, scatter our focus, disturb our peace and our relationships. And overall, undermine our own prosperity and communion with all of life and the divine. Asking, please, if it is within the highest good for all beings and all of creation, that the suffering and madness of humanity and its addiction to toxicity in all forms and realms can be alleviated in some way, shape, or form, recognizing that a lot of this is part of some greater lesson and plan. As we've all been able to see in our own lives, we needed some kind of adversity. So I'm praying that the awareness can dawn in whoever is ready and willing to make the changes necessary in order to transform their own being and take responsibility for their own actions. So we can rise up together as community and family, knowing that we can only truly do that after we've done it individually. And asking, for the sponsorship of all of the Holy Mother emissaries to be with the children. We're all children of the divine, but I'm speaking directly to the little ones who are imbued with a purity and strength that comes only from freshness and that their that freshness and that purity and willingness to love can be preserved, that the tragedies and pains of the world that they will all inevitably face will be taken as a benefit, as a homeopathic dose in order to be strengthened by rather than to diminish, that it will only land deep enough so that they can come back more fortified and pure and open rather than downtrodden and anything else that may come from that type of experience. May they have an undying remembrance of who they truly are and what it is they have come to bring to this earth. And may they hold on to that precious communion with the divine. Whatever that may look like, doesn't even have to be a conscious awareness, but a connection to that otherworldly realm that is the omniscient, all-powerful sustainer of us here on this beautiful little planet. And may we all take good care of this little tuning fork that we are to tune in to the most healthy and vibrant frequencies that we possibly can to empower ourselves and resist all those infinite number of harmful, disturbing bandwidths that are so readily available at these little boxes that we all carry around with us and within our own minds. Giving thanks to all the wisdom that is on the earth, carried through all the different traditions and all of the studious, devoted carriers of that wisdom, and the teachers that touch so many lives and allow people like us to find the pathways up into a higher way of being. And special thanks to the Eagle Knight lineage that unites us all here and our beloved teachers and elders, Nina Palmieri and Tudor Marinescu, who are now in the sacred land of Teotihuacan, which means the place where man becomes God. Of course, man is both man and woman. And just giving so much thanks to them and honoring of that place and all of our beloved relatives who are there now doing the work that I've been praying about, taking responsibility for their own being and transforming their minds so that their souls can better express and exhibit the perfection of the divine, and sending them our love and and sponsoring a beautiful and powerful transformation for all of them, and also for that sacred land there that has recently experienced a dissonance, a disharmony, a trauma. May that trauma be able to settle and bring newness, new life, new strength, new cohesiveness, new harmony, new transformation toward the highest light and the highest truth. And all the sacred ones here on this earth that help us through our trials and remind us who we truly are and beyond, either passed on or never incarnated, the ones that watch over this realm and empower those who seek empowerment. May we forever be attuned to that highest light and that highest truth that we truly are, and be clear and awakened enough to navigate away from the dead end pathways, or as Tudor likes to say, the exits off the freeway. Let's keep our hearts opened and our minds clear and our feet strong on the earth so we can navigate with clarity and so much joy. We have some prayer requests here. And just asking that these requests can be sponsored by the angelic host, the divine beings that watch over us and are between us and the most high light, and of course that most high eminent light that is beyond name and form. On behalf of those who have sent these requests to us, Susan Bailiff, we're asking that she can be washed. Washed clean, her body, her emotions, her mind, and her spirit of these past events that have affected her, that this sacred, nurturing, celestial water can collect and alchemize the trauma that has been put into her body, and that she can find and anchor into her central axis, no matter the intensity of the pain bodies, that she can find the sacred cord of light that is lifting her up, to know that there is a light at the end of a tunnel, and that there is grace and love if she chooses to attune to it, and just giving her a blanket of warmth and peace and nurturance at this time. Praying for Robert Branchflower, who recently passed away, that he can have the necessary guides and whatever is needed for him to make it through his next journey beyond this realm. And his wife, Liz Branchflower, that she can allow herself to grieve and and experience all the love that was and is still there, and feel the love of the mother and the divine, and all to all his loved ones still here on this side, that they can feel that free expression in order to be more deeply rooted in their own being. Asking again for the mother's grace and nurturance and peace to Cheryl Ray, that she can, at least for a moment, have an experience, an identity with peace and stillness of the mind, and freedom from the nagging worries. And a depth of breath that relaxes the body and activates the parasympathetic nervous system, initiating state of rest and digestion of everything that's ready to be digested and assimilated, so she can move forward with ease and grace. Don Ravitt, who also passed away recently, took her own life. That she can find peace in this next manifestation of her existence, that her suffering can be relieved, and she can be aware enough to find herself moving to the next phase with her guides, that the golden light of life can envelop her spirit at this time and help soothe the shock of what she has experienced on this side of things. And giving thanks again to all of us here and all of the lineages and ancestors who have created the pathway for us to be here and be praying together like this. What a gift. So we say these prayers in the name of love, in the name of community and togetherness and full vibrant beingness, and the Creator and our Holy Mother and Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ian, so much for giving us this opportunity to connect in with our breath, to connect in with our beingness, with our peace, with our steadiness, with all the things that our spirit was calling to us to come into in this moment. So we give a lot of thanks for that and for your beautiful prayer to really help align us with the truth of who we are, with that connection and that sacred know. That really can help us to steady ourselves in the truth, in the light, in the way. Thank you so much for your generous prayer, for all of our prayer requests, for our community members there in Teotihuacan. We give great thanks for you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's a pleasure.
And thank you all for joining us. I just want to bring a brief awareness to our upcoming teleseries at the end of the month in honor of the Divine Mother, a sacred remembrance. The email went out for that, and there will be more. So it's at the end of the month, so please be on the lookout for that. And then also for those who feel called to our Toltec Wisdom Immersion over summer solstice weekend, that's really not something to miss if you can make it. It's a beautiful opportunity to come into the morphogenetic field of the ancient Toltec wisdom. So we look forward to having you with us whenever you feel called. And until we meet again next week, may you go in peace.